Yud Tes Adar, Thursday the 13th of March, Rabbi Pinchas Jung. The story that has no parallel.
Good morning, Rabbi. First time in the Swiss Medrash, not the first time in NW11. I'd like to bring you, in the half an hour we have, a very fundamental piece. It's not to do with the parasha. It's not in Unity Yom as we approach Pesach like the Shia Halacha was. It's something Klolistig, which many times in our Animamin Foundation program has been used, Poshet, because it's an eye-opener. It's just a few psukim in Sefer Devarim in Parshas Vayeschanan. It's no depth and no meforshim, but it can actually be life-changing, whatever age one might be. This is the middle of the drosha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave in Mishnah Torah. It's like a self-contained parasha. I'm sure the words will be familiar to everyone here. And let's go straight for it and realize something very yesodistic, which by us we know, but becomes even clearer with compelling evidence when you just read three or four psukim here in Vayeschanan. Before we start, would you agree, Moriv Rabbeisai, that Moshe Rabbeinu at this stage in his life, after being the Roya Ne'eman, the Raya Mehemna, as he's called, the loyal, devoted shepherd of Klal Yisrael, for all these years, he could have said, Rabbeisai, if I tell you something, if I relate a story from the past, I think you could trust me. Sof kol sof, Moshe Rabbeinu's record is unparalleled, and he wouldn't maybe have to express himself the incredible way that he does. What does it say in Pasuk? Ki sha'alnu liyomim rishonim. You might just inquire about earlier days going back in history. Ashehoyu lefanecha, way before your time. Viva tzirik, how far back? Yimin hayoyim asheboy lekim odom al horetz. Right from the very beginning, from the year dot, as they say, from the day the Rebbeinu created Odom Arishon, and your inquiry is going to span the entire history from then till not just Yimei Moshe Rabbeinu 2488, as it was at that point, but right till now, right till 5772, you want to make this inquiry. Your inquiry will not only span the entire history from the beginning till your time, it also covers Unimitzeya Shemaim Vatzeya Shemoim. Which, although the Pasuk says the word Shemayim, as far as we're concerned right now, we're talking one end of planet Earth to the other. And you want to know, what do you want to know? What is your inquiry? What is the Shaila? Haniyo kadova hagodol hazeh oyanishma kumayu. Was there ever an event like the one I'm going to refer to? My guess is that people know what's coming. Oyanishma kumayu. Was anything like this ever heard? Rabbeisa, without even any meforshim, two little observations before we go further. Reishis Kol, please note, it's not only that Moshe Rabbeinu is addressing the people who might not be quite convinced of the two major events that he's going to refer to. He's encouraging us to make this trip across the globe, to do our research, to check out, to investigate for ourselves, because it says, Kisha'alno. No, a very powerful word, just too osseous. Please do this. Don't just rely on me. Don't just take it because I said so. Zostaros Furin, travel out there and see people and check out historical records and find out for yourself. This is something we're keeping on saying. Some of you may have been there last night. We all repeated, the speakers repeated again, this important Yesod Emunah must be our own, and not just because somebody else told us so, which is fine, which is perfect when you're very young, but adults, mature people, must have their emunah as their own personal kinyan. So kisha'alno, please you check it out for yourself, and although look who's speaking here, the greatest person who ever set foot on earth, b'chol zois, we are asked to make sure for ourselves that this story is valid. One observation on the Pasuk. The second observation, needless to say, Moriv Rabbeisai, among such an oilam, the Torah does not waste words. Look at this apparent repetition. Haniyo kadova godol hazeh. Was there ever an event like the one I'm going to refer to? That's Shala Aleph. And Shala Beis, Oy Hanishma Kamoyu, was anything like this ever heard? Siddiq Hazal Bazaar, correct? He sounds as though he's repeating himself. This cannot be. So before ending our shir, we'll have to clarify that it's not a repetition, and that Adarabba va'Adarabba, it is something else. But what is it? He's asking basically the same question. Was there an event like the one I'm going to refer to, or to be more accurate, like the two events I'm going to refer to? And what are they? Aleph Hashoma Om, Koyelikim, Medabe Mitoichoish, Kashashamata Vayechi. The defining event of Klal Yisroel, which is still reverberating today, is obviously Matan Torah. When we approach the Yontif of Pesach, we realize that this Yontif is somewhat incomplete, despite its unbelievable chashivas, until we conclude Sfira So'oyma, Betziacho Eso'om Mimitzrayim, Tavnes Elekim Elohor Hazeh. Doesn't it say already in Shemois, before the Gula even began, and when you take the people out of Mitzrayim, what is the oiskyo noichish lachticho, and that this is all emes, and it's all valid, and it's all eternal, is that you will reach HaSinai, and receive the Torah, which is the crowning glory of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and then this is the ultimate tachlis. So, Moshe Rabbeinu is asking them, was there ever an event like this, that the Ribbono Shel Olam spoke mitoicho eish, Kasha Shamato Atavayechi, as you experienced, that means part of the Olam who were listening to Moshe Rabbeinu, in Ochalzke, in the Altador, were still the people who were stood at the foot of Har Sinai, and some were the younger generation, who already heard all about it in great detail from their parents, but Moshe Rabbeinu is nevertheless asking, please find out for yourselves, is this a unique event with no parallel in history, or maybe there's some other nation who had a mass national revelation, something like ours. Everybody sitting in this place of Medrash this morning knows the answer, and knows there's never been anything anywhere like it, any time, any place, and that's absolutely clear. So what is the double language? We come back to that in Mitzvah Shem in a moment. And of course, because it is close to Pesach, and because the next pasuk does come in the Haggadah, as I'm sure you remember, we refer to it as well. Does this unbelievable story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we in Chutzpah spent two nights discussing Barichas, does that story have any parallel anywhere? B'masois, b'oisois, b'moisim, molchoma, b'yad chazoka, b'zroi netuya, v'chulu. And note the very important word at the end. I said v'chulu because it's a long posuk, but the end is le'einecho. This was experienced by every single Yid. Later on in Voschanon, when we have the Shalas ben HaChochem, which I'm sure you're familiar, is in Voschanon, not in Parshas Boy. Again, it says there le'einechem. To us, this is very important. I would imagine that most of you know, more or less, how Lahavdil Elef Alfi Avdolas, other beliefs in the world began. One person. Always one person. One person, Meirav Raboisai, has zero credibility. But we have, for every part of our story, for Yitzis Mitzrayim, for Kriyas Yamsuf, for Matan Torah, as the Chinuch begins his classic Hakdama, 3 million witnesses. Right? Le'enecho. I'm just reminding you of what you experienced, and as the Rishonim say, that when you gave it over to your children, it was so vivid and so alive, as though they themselves experienced it. So now let's go back, and let us see what is the repetition. Since we all shuckled our heads and know and agree that every other religion, however successful they may have been, however many followers, adherents they may have, they all began, you can research them yourselves, kisha'alno, and find out that without exception they begin with one person, a yochid, claiming to have had some vision, some prophecy, some revelation, and all on his own. How come that people took it seriously? Bekitzer, because we can't go down that avenue now in limited time, the reason is simply because many of them were very charismatic individuals, very powerful speakers. Moshe Rabbeinu Shteit in Drosh HaSaran in two places was Bedavka Aral Sufasayim. He was Bedavka Kvad Per Kvad Loshem. Keiner Zonishken and Zog, nobody should ever be able to get up and claim that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to convince Am Yisroel because he was such a powerful speaker, because he actually had a speech impediment. And he had a tana, as you all know in Parsha Shemos, how can I go, how can I speak, how can I convince anybody? I have great difficulty in saying a few words. So, what is the repetition once again? The repetition simply is, Haniyo Kadova Godlaze, question number one, was there ever an event in any way comparable to Matan Torah and the Teretz is Leimitan Aleph? Was there ever a rumor, was there ever a lie, a claim by someone who founded some kind of cult or creed or belief that they enjoyed a national mass revelation, something like ours? There isn't even that either. There isn't a religion that will tell a story like that. There is actually one, but the story is too ridiculous for words, and I'll tell it to you, betachlis hakitzer, that nobody's able to pick me up on it and say that my information is incorrect. And that particular religion, it's a kind of Indian religion, it's a kind of Avodah Zorah. Their story is that yes, at a certain battle, there G-D appeared to them, and he spoke to all of them, and how many people, they also claim it was 3 million. And what happened, they all dropped dead. They all dropped dead, every one of them. So how do you know the story? Because hundreds of years later, our prophet came and told us the story. Thank you so much. That is very reliable. That is surely fact. That is undisputable. Okay, so it's a joke. It's a joke. So in other words, this is still a valid pshat. Haniyo kadova godlaze, shala aleph. Was there anywhere, please go yourselves, each one of us, and check it out personally. Was there ever an event recorded, anything like Matan Torah? As said, as agreed universally, there surely wasn't. Oya nishma kumoyu, was such a thing rumored? Why not? Why was it always founded and established by a yochid, by a single individual, which, as said before, think about it, he has no credibility. There's no reason one should rely on such a thing. In Chinuch, in that same Hakdome, he says, something repeated by many people, we begin to take seriously. And Birvois Hami'idim, the more people who are made on those facts, the more seriously we will take it. So I was in America already at the time of 9/11/01, and if somebody would argue, no, those buildings were discovered to be unsafe, and therefore they were demolished, brick by brick, very safely, nobody's going to buy that story. Because everybody knows exactly what happened if you weren't in downtown Manhattan on that Tuesday morning in Slichus week. So therefore, it's not shaykh, it's not possible to create a story, to fabricate a story, to fabricate a lie and to sell it. Let's just picture this scenario for a moment. Let's say I would tell a story that happened in America to me personally. Some outrageous story, very far-fetched. Some of you know me, and you might say, well, probably there's something to it, because we know this man, it's unlikely that he's going to dream it up and invent it. But if I start telling you a story that happened to hundreds of people, Kolsha came thousands of people, Kalvachoyma millions, and the story Heibzach Kunishtuan, the story is not recorded anywhere. The story wasn't known by anyone else. The story was not found in any other source, in any other record, in any other book, in any other document. How are you going to sell such a story? Who's going to believe it? Who's going to buy it? It's not possible. Therefore, the very fact, Rabbeisai, that no one ever tried to start a new cult or a new religion or a new belief on the basis of a story which was involving thousands, kolshkin millions, is because it's not doable. It will not work. Think about it. Try it yourself. Kishalno. Experiment on it. And you will see it is an impossibility. Therefore, since Lahavdil, we carry such a story, we've carried such a story successfully through the Doiris, there's only one way of understanding it, and that is because it is Emes. So again, Haniyo Kadova Godlase means, was there really such a story any time, any place, again, up till including today. And Seamus called the second Shal is Anishma Kamoyu, was there ever a story rumored, even if you know it's not true, because that in turn will validate our story. Because it's been Purim LePesach, let me add a beautiful piece from the Slonim Rebbe Zatzal, the Nasi V'Shulam. When I was living here in London, I went several times to him and got quite close to him, and his forum, which may be here on the shelves in most Purim Midrashim, they have them today, have become a great classic. He brings on the mitzvah Vigalato Levincha, he brings the following. He brings that we actually have two chains. There is a chain of Masoira from Sinai, an unbroken chain. Have you seen copies? I should have had copies with me to give to everybody. Copies of the Masoira all the way down. You can have it going through the Chassam Sofer, you know, going through the Baal Shem Tov, going through the Vilna Gaon, however you like. But of course, starts Moshe Kibbul Torah Sinai. The list you will find starts off in the Rambam Saktoma to Mishnah Torah, and then you'd have to research it, but I do have a copy of such a chain, unbroken, Rebbe to Talmud, from Sinai down to, happens to be, Rabbi Yeruchim of the Mir, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha. Now once you get to 1937, you're not going to have a very big difficulty of just completing it through 2012. There is a second chain. Every single person in this room is part of the other chain as well. That chain is created on Pesach night. That chain is father to son. That chain is Vigadato Levincho Bayoy Mahu. Because Atata Zukt Ibbe Sipitzis Mitzrayim to the Kinder, and he relates what happened in Mitzrayim, which he heard from his father, and that goes all the way back to the Yotze Mitzrayim. So therefore, we have a second chain, one Mesoira Rebbe to Talmud. Each one of us has got his Rebbeim, Baruch Hashem. Each one of us has or had a father. He sat at that Seder with him for years, and therefore we actually have two chains as the Slonim Rebbe, and that's the tremendous chashivas of Vigada to Levincha, and as we tell it to our children and our grandchildren, so therefore we are continuing this chain and this Mesoira just in the same way as Rebbe to Talmud. I'd like to add you also, Meir Rabbeisai, a piece from the Chiddush Harim, another classic, which explains to us even further the chashivas of Mamet Har Sinai, again how we all connect with it. The Chiddush Harim refers in Parshas Yisroi to the fact that there were chokrim, there were rishonim before their period and some after, sforim that we don't really learn today anymore. Shayichud in Chavos HaVovos, we're encouraged to skip today. We don't learn in Munis Vedeis or Sadia Guan. The various forms which we hold in the highest esteem from Gedolei Olam, the Chiddush Harim describes in Lamech Tzadikim and Kedoshim. But this is not our way, particularly post Hashem Tov HaKodesh. Chakiru was discouraged. When we are asked about our program, we always say, everything we do is Emunah Pshuta. It's simple as the psukim we just saw inside. If there's time, I'd show you one or two more psukim, which mamash prove beyond any doubt in the world the validity of everything we say and everything we have. But I have to share with you an incredible piece in the Chiddush Harim. He brings as follows. He says, really and truly, if not for the tumma of the outside world, which I think everybody realizes today is very intense, the Onoichi Hashem Elokecha, which was said at Sinai, would inject a lebedig emunah in every single ben and bas Yisrael atzav kol adoiras. Why? He says, because the Ma'amar Onoichi was not said b'loshen tzivri. It was said as a statement. It was said as a fact deliberately. He says it's the same as the Asura Mamoros Shebohem Nivru Ho'olam. If anybody here learned Tanya, Chelek Beis, which is called Shayichud Ve'emunah, very profound, but very important, and he brings there in the beginning, Perek Aleph, a classic vort from the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. And what's the vort? The vort is Lo'olam Hashem Tevorcho Nitzar B'Shemayim. You know the pasuk from Tehillim Kuf Yutes. And the vote is as follows. La'olam forever Hashem, your words of the Asurim Amoris Shebehem Nivro Olam, are still alive. The Asurim Amoris are not history. Tasumem was Shafen noch alt Shemaim Vooretz, Yesh Me'ayin, which the Sifre Kodesh will explain both in Tanya and in Nefesh Achayim. It's explained that Yesh Me'ayin is ongoing. So it comes out, therefore, the Mamurim of Bereshis, the Asurim Mamurim Sheben Nivro Oilam, are still activating Shemaim Vooretz today. So too, says the Chdisharim, the Mam of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha also is still alive. It's not something of the past. That Mam of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha has the power to give a live emunah to every single member of our nation. Again, as said just a moment ago, if not for the tumah in the outside world, particularly in Chutz Laaretz, generated by the Ummah So'olam and the type of thing that goes on in our world today, as the presence Lonim Rebbe has mentioned more than once, that the airwaves from all these modern gadgets are also metame the avir, so that creates a problem. The same Chdisharim also said that what is Melchemes Gog Magog, incredible interpretation, is the difficulty a Yid has in the Doiros Achronim to say Kriya Shema with a Shleimus Digur Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemaim. It goes with the story, but there isn't time now, but it's an amazing understanding of Melchemes Gog Magog. He doesn't talk about nuclear war. He talks about saying Kriya Shema with the genuine 100% commitment to Kabbalah Seymach HaShemayim. So therefore, that shows you how eternal Mamet HaNivcha, Mamet HaSina is. I thought I would include this, because it's an amazing vote, it's thought-provoking, and therefore it says, Shema Yisrael means, listen Yisrael, hear that inner voice which within you is saying Anoichi Hashem Elokecha every moment. So when you say Shema Yisroel, what should you be mechaven, says the Chidushalim? One of the concepts, one of the ideas would be that you remember the Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad? It's reverberating every moment inside you. Let us return just for a minute, Rabbi Issa, to something amazing which I saw in a book, not in a sefer, but the book is by an Elchid who I met in America, Shmuel Waldman. I'll tell you the name of the book as well, because some of you might be very fascinated by the book. It's called Beyond a Reasonable Doubt. The book covers all the questions and all the yesodos of emunah, the type of thing that so many people ask, particularly younger people, and he replies with a clarity, and he gives compelling answers, and you can see how sound and how solid our Masoira is. There is a Ramban here in Voschanon, and the Ramban Bein HaDvorim, when talking on the mitzvah just a bit earlier than the psukim we started with this morning, the psukim Voidatom Levonecho Livnei Vonecho, Sheish Zechiras, the Mamed, the Zechir of Mamed HaNivcha, those psukim conclude with the mitzvah Voidatom Levonecho Livnei Vonecho. We are to pass on what we saw to our children, and then what we heard from our parents to our children in this unbroken chain as referred to before. So he brings, amongst other things in Ramban, he shows us how true our Masoira is, and he includes a statement, Ein Odom Moirish Shekelavon. A father who loves his children is not going to deliberately and knowingly mislead them and tell them a lie. V'sasa tatedus. Question, Rabbi Isai. The Ramban said it. Ramban to us is Kodesh, is Torah, every os of Ramban. But what about Lahavdil the Ummah So'olam? They also, those who still have religion, which is only a minority, of course, today in this secular world, but they also pass on their story. Listen to a simple, simple, clear-cut answer. What is the answer? What do we pass on, and what do Lahavdil they pass on? Imagine again. So Lahavdil out there, a father tells his son a story about Nazareth, about the Yishma'elim, whichever story it is. Trace it back. He heard it from his father, yes. He heard it from his father, also yes. Where does it take you, b'soifo shel dover, when you trace it to the very beginning, back to one individual? Yes, he's telling the story that his father told him, mask him. He's not knowingly telling a lie to his kids. But what is that story? That story has no leg to stand on. That story started off with one person. He's a skunisht. We, Lahavdil Elef Alfei Avdolos, are passing on, as the chinuch I mentioned earlier twice, the chinuch is giving us a story, or two, or three, really, which go back to 3 million. By the way, Agav, how do we get to 3 million? Very simply, you have Shishim Riboy men between 20 and 60. You have the younger men and the older men. You have all the women. Work it out. It'll reach you actually 3.6 million. But that's a guesstimate. So to be a bit more conservative, we'll say 3 million. But the story goes back to 3 million Edim Nemonim. So therefore there's no comparison. So I just thought I'd mention that to you for the sake of Shlemus and for the sake of clarity, that this is the way our story works, and this is the obvious, very clear difference, that we go back to how many? We go back to 3 million and not to one yochid. We have another 5 minutes, Rabbeisa, for this shiur. And again, let's refer to the Zman that we are, Baruch Hashem, moving towards Pesach. Let me share with you another Ramban, just b'kitzur, without any quotations from inside. I mentioned earlier, Shalas ben HaChochom is not in Parshas Bo. It's the only of one of the Arba Bonim who comes very much later. It's yes, here in Veschanan at the other end of the parasha, Kishal Noliyomim Rishonim, where we started towards the beginning of Veschanan, and this is the end. Kishal Chabin Chamocha Leimor, again an independent self-contained parasha towards the end of Veschanan. In Efrektach Moedos Vachukim Vamishpotim, he's a son who gives you nachas. He wants to know the mitzvahs. He wants to learn Torah. Tati, learn mit me, teach me, please. I want to be competent in the Divrei Torah. And the answer to it actually is not what we have in the Agoda, which everybody knows is the Mishnah in Arvei Psochim, but the answer is Avodim Hoyin. This is the Makar of Avodim Hoyin. Agav, I also mentioned to you before that it says here, Le'enenu, that Ve'itan Hashem Oysim Mofsim Gedoylim Veroim B'mitzrayim B'fare V'chol Beisoy. How the Ribbon Shem did it, Le'enenu. It's got to be public. How was, just by the way, the appointment of Moshe Rabbeinu? Did Moshe Rabbeinu come and say, I'm it? It had to be done publicly. Ba'avu yishma ho'om bedabri imoch. Everyone, says the Rambam, Soda Torah, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, was aidus to the validity of Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah as much as he himself. At Sinai we heard Anochi, we heard Lo Yilecha, and we heard the appointment of Moshe Rabbeinu, all 3 million of us. Leinenu. He does everything, says the Malbim, publicly. There's no secrets. There's no privacy in, as far as this is concerned, because the Rebbein Shem wants every Yid to be Eidus of it. What does the Ramban say over here? Very important point, yes, as we approach Pesach. This parasha, it's much later, it's in the middle of West Chanon, or the end of West Chanon, it's amongst parashas that discuss totally different in Yonah. So why is the answer to the Ben HaChacham, who's thirsty for Torah, a fine azin, a villain, and he wants to learn, how come that we give him Avodim Hayinu? Maybe we should sit down and learn with him. Is it Hilchas Tefillin? Is it Hilchas Shabbos? Is it Hilchas Pesach? So go straight to the point. So learn with him the Inyan. Why are we told to give the Akdoma of Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's actually quite a surprise to find this at the end of West Chama. It passes by and nobody would be surprised. But right here it is a surprise. Zikr Ramban Adova Yesoidi. Your son is coming along. He's a Nachas son. And he wants to learn Halacha with you. And that's Gevaltik. And we all look forward to that experience. But still, before you begin, give him the Emunah. What is Yetzias Mitzrayim? It is the Makor of our Emunah. That's why the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, which everybody learned, I'm sure, tells us that the mitzvahs, the Hazeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and many of them, including daily mitzvahs, are all pointers to Yetzias Mitzrayim to be Mechazik Mamash Yisoidus. So too here, you have the finest son, Enish Vakodig. He's not shaking his Emunah. He's 100% firm. He says, Tati, please learn with me. Take out the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch Harav. Let's go. No, says Tati. Tati is meant to answer the Ramban. First of all, let's talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Chanukah time. It's not Pesach time. Vusepes, because first of all, we have to establish the Emunah. That's what our program is about, Merav Raboisa. That the Emunah, which maybe we took for granted for too long and didn't always teach, that we should teach that first, and then on a very healthy side, Adarabba, Eidois Chukim Mishpotim, please, teach it all and learn it all. And that's what the Ramban says over here at the second end of Es Chanan. He says that your son is coming and he wants to learn, but yes, before you get into it with him, what you need to do is to teach him Yitzis Mitzrayim, because surely, if you do it right, what are you actually conveying to him? You're showing him the very fundamentals of Emunah, you're showing the strength and validity of our Mesorah, you're showing to him that the stories are real, Amistiger stories in every single detail. Not that we over here sitting in this Bas Medrash need convincing. B'chol Zois, I said, it can be Hanukkah time, it can be Shavuos time. That is the way we start. And then we go on to the Eides and Chukim Mishpotim. And do remember the word Leinein. So as a quick summary, Rabbi Yisai, the parasha of Kisha'alnu L'yomim Rishonim makes it very clear to us, plainly in the Psukim, that our story is a story without parallel, our story is a unique story, our story is a story you cannot fake. It's not possible. Challenge to everybody in this room this morning, try it. Svet nishkain. Nobody's going to buy it. I'm telling you just b'kitzur, because there's a lot more that can be added. Remember the vort of the Chiddush Harim, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha, is a statement and not a tzivui. Onoichi Hashem Elokecha is an injection of emunah. Onoichi Hashem Elokecha reverberates in every yid constantly, so that when we say Shema Yisroel, it is a reminder of the Onoichi which we heard at Sinai. Remember the various Rambans, Ein Odom Moire Shekel Levonov, and how we interpret that. And this Ramban that we now prepare for Pesach, we approach this great Yontif, and we realize that is the Yesod. That is the fundamental. That's why the Yontif of Matan Torah is somewhat downplayed. Klappe the amazing we turn the house upside down, we turn ourselves upside down, because that's where we're building the foundation. We should be zoicha ki meitzeis and mitzrayim eren and nifros yuzoich debul shleim ma'ome.
Question about this finger in a second.